John here. Before we get into our regularly scheduled program, I wanted to take a second and let all of our listeners know that we experienced a technical difficulty recording. As such, the first 2 minutes or so of our podcast are missing, but in that time, all we covered was our first Musky News of the Week, where Elon Musk shared a picture of the first tunnel bored out by his new boring company. Thank you for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the show.
First test tunnel's bored. This is like 3 days ago they released the picture, and it's like, can he literally slow down? I have to have two Musky News of the Week now.
Listen,
because he's going too fast.
Musky cannot slow down.
Look, this man is paving the way into the future that I want.
We always talk about like life in 3017 at the end of the podcast. Like that's going to be like Musky pioneering it right there.
Can we just like, so this is my thing with, he has so much money.
And
like,
way this is too much stuff, money.
This is the stuff he's able to do when he actually spends his money.
You know why I think he has so much money? He made financial websites for like most of his life. I bet he just like skims off the top of it. and he's just like, it's all illegal money. Mm-hmm. It's all illegal money. But anyway, Musky News of the Week 2, Electric Boogaloo, the Falcon 9 rocket that successfully launched the KoreaSat-5A landed on a drone ship. It has a special name. I think it's a song. Mm-hmm. But it landed and it was on fire, right?
So
the thing caught fire and it was landing on fire.
So the rocket's fine.
The rocket's fine.
It just landed it's in a spectacular fire. Blaze of flame.
Spectacular blaze of glory, and it's great because it's just like Anthony, you were saying this. Even when Musky fails, he still succeeds.
Wow. Yeah, no, that is absolutely beautiful. That is probably one of the most beautiful things I've heard all day, it's only 12:06.
It's great. I love it. I love Musky. What was the pad called? It had an actual special name, but like the article I have up right now doesn't have it, and it makes me sad because I really wanted to say the name because it was kind of funny. But anyway, I will say it if I remember it.
All right. Fun fact: All Hallows Eve is actually observed on the 31st. It's the day before All Hallows Day, which is the first day of November.
Really, All Hallows Day is the first.
Yeah, first day of November. All Hallows Eve is the 31st.
Okay.
So Halloween is All Hallows Eve.
Okay, I get it. I like it.
So before we move on, I have a bonus Musky news.
What? Ooh, three Musky news.
Three?
Three Musky
three
news.
Three is too many.
Nah, there is no such thing as too many.
No, you can never go wrong with Papa Musky.
So this year, SpaceX has managed to double their amount of launches.
Oh, yeah. They should be quintupling it by now.
They've done more launches than they scheduled, or they're planning to do more launches than they had initially scheduled.
They doubled what they did last year, which was their biggest year before, I believe.
Okay, I see.
Which, I mean, considering the fact that they literally launched a rocket a week after they had already launched it, mm-hmm. another one, like, they're on good track.
Yeah, they are on definitely. Like, they're going pretty fast. It's great.
Going ham, boys.
Like, I want you to know that, like, I don't know you personally, but
I feel like I do.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. I wish
I'm
I could be
so
your father.
Proud. I wish I could be your dad. Yeah, I wish I could. I wish either Musky was my dad or I was Musky's dad, just so I could be like that proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like imagine the father son bonding experiences that you would have with Musky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not gonna find the name of this drone ship, and I apologize.
That's unfortunate.
It's SpaceX named it, "Of Course I Still Love You" drone ship. I don't know why, it just made me laugh.
The "Of Course I Still Love You" drone ship.
The "Of Course I Still Love You" drone ship.
Is that the one that caught fire?
That was the one that the one that caught on fire landed on. The SpaceX, the rocket was just called the Falcon 9.
That's so beautiful.
All right, but little tidbit of information. In case of you uses who don't noses, it is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther nailing his 95 thesis to the Wittenberg Castle Church.
Wittenberg, it's German.
For all you crusaders, this is where you get real angry.
Yeah, real angry. Like, you've steamed up.
Protestants, vampires.
Protestants re vampires? I don't know. Is that like Protestants are vampires? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. I don't know. It's Protestant scum.
He is
Protestant scum according to the Crusaders. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, because he kind of revolutionized Protestantism.
Protestants get out.
And the vampires thing was more just a Helsing reference.
Yeah. I see.
Since that show's story just. I love that show, but it made so many weird choices.
Yeah, it did. Definitely. I really need to watch it at some point because I haven't gotten to it yet.
I want
to.
Yes, I like
watch
the
Abridged. It. It is easily the best anime I've ever watched, and honestly,
no JoJo's.
I haven't watched JoJo's.
You gotta watch JoJo's. You gotta watch JoJo's.
But even if you watch the Abridged version, you get the whole story, and it's just funnier.
Yeah,
yeah.
It, okay. Like the serious tones are gone, but it's funny.
Yeah.
So it's all valid.
I like it. I've always wanted to watch it. Because I've seen the Abridged enough, and I'm like, maybe I should give it a shot. So I will, John.
I've just
John's anime suggestion of the week.
John's anime suggestion of the week. We'll be right back at you with another one next week.
No, we won't. We literally will.
Sonic, right back at you.
Sonic Adventure 2. Wasn't that the bad one? Sonic Adventure 2.
No, that was the good one.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So Sonic Adventure 1 was the bad one.
Adventure 1 wasn't even bad. It just wasn't great.
Yeah.
Because it had Big the Cat.
But somehow they made it better.
But guys, speaking
of... They actually turned it into... Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, you go ahead.
Speaking of video games.
Yeah.
Speaking of video games, guys, the Super Mario Odyssey has been released October 27th. It's great. Everyone's super hype about it, and I'm probably not going to play it for like a long time.
And I'm really upset because they stole Hat in Time's hat concept.
They did. They stole the thunder away from a Hat in Time, and I'm like heartbroken.
But listen, the Hat in Time is so good already. I really feel like...
They're taking it in a definitely different direction. It wasn't like when Battleborn was released right before Overwatch. Like, that's not...
Battleborn is very different than Overwatch, though.
Yeah, but, like, realize...
It's got a similar concept, but it's very...
But, like, Hat in Time had a good bit of hype behind it. Battleborn did not.
I see.
Overwatch had all the hype. Yeah. They both had a considerable amount of hype. I even reckon that Hat in Time had more hype than Super Mario Odyssey.
Honestly... I knew about A Hat in Time. I had no idea Super Mario Odyssey was meant to drop at all this week.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, like, they say the game's great. You can make Mario into a T-Rex. People have already, like, started kind of breaking the game. There's a one level where you can turn into a bullet bill and then jump off yourself, and then you're on the top of the level. I wonder if that's, like, a callback to the old Mario games when you could do that. You could jump on top of the level and, like, get to the warp zones. I don't know. But it allows you to skip like most of the level. You can walk up there. It's you're able to walk up there. That's pretty cool, I guess.
I will say I just checked. The game has basically 9.5 and up reviews. So
yeah. 2 million copies sold in 3 days. Switch consoles are still a rarity though.
So for them to push out that many copies with so few consoles is impressive.
Yeah.
Because pushing out that many copies when you have like 200 million consoles is not nearly as impressive.
No, but yeah, in terms of music, it has gone, what did I say, platinum? It's not diamond yet.
Double platinum.
It's gone dub platinum. It's not diamond yet, because diamond is like 10 million.
How many levels of platinum do you have to go to before you're diamond?
There's 9 10. Platinums, and then you become diamond at 10.
Yeah. Okay, so speedruns are in for Mario Odyssey,
so, hold on. I'm just going to say I broke Anthony.
Why?
He's just giving me faces like he cannot comprehend the number 10
Why
million.
Are there 9 different levels of platinum that you have to go through?
Well, it's not that you have to go through them. You could just like instantly be like, oh, I'm diamond because I sold 10 million copies.
But that's so many.
People how it
just
out.
Say like triple platinum because it gives you a sense of how successful it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that explanation makes me feel just a little bit better.
It's not when you get that record from RIAA, it doesn't say double platinum. It just says platinum.
Yeah. If you think about it, Tetris sold 17 diamond.
Because that is a mind-blowing number.
17.
Tetris is like the number one, world's number one selling game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
what game is immediately underneath it? Because
I think it's Minecraft.
I think it is Minecraft. You're right.
Yeah.
Minecraft is directly beneath Tetris.
Yeah.
Because I was watching a video on this just a couple days ago, and
it's nowhere close to overtaking it. Like,
oh, no. Nowhere close.
Nowhere close.
Can we just talk about how great Tetris's music is?
Tetris is great. Yeah, dude, I used to play Tetris so much. Mm-hmm.
Part of me wants to just kind of put on Tetris music in the background.
All right, hold on. The speedruns are in for Super Mario Odyssey already.
Oh,
am I allowed to put on Tetris music?
Nah, leave it alone, John. Uh-huh. Leave it alone.
Okay, so they're in, right?
Yee.
An hour and 23 minutes.
1 hour, 23
minutes? 1 hour, 23
Wait,
minutes.
For that, new that's Super any Mario percent, that just
any
came
percent,
out.
Right? But like 100% is empty. 253 moons, which I think is like the, not the lowest, but it's like high nevertheless.
So I've now decided I'm going to buy a Switch, buy the game,
and speed
leave
run
it running, speed run the whole game, and be world record 100% no matter how slow I am. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, boys.
Yeah, no, someone's literally already doing the 100% run.
Aww.
Get ready. But get the ready. The 253 moons, which is the next one, I don't know what that means at all. I haven't seen any gameplay of the game. I don't want to see any gameplay
Neither
of the game.
Neither have I.
It's 3 hours and 50 minutes. For some perspective, Super Mario 64, I think, is down below sub 30 minutes.
Yo, wow.
And for
they probably
some...
found some pretty decent glitch, though.
Yeah, it's definitely like sub 30 minutes, like for the full game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And for some more perspective, the 253, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That whatever that category is still faster than any Kingdom Hearts' game, any percent speed run.
Oh, yeah.
Any console versions, mm-hmm. the handhelds and the, like, 0.2 or whatever it was, mm-hmm. the one that was the PS4 release are different.
Yeah, but you said that the Kingdom Hearts game don't have any glitches to exploit, right?
Nope. It is 100% skill, and it's incredibly infuriating when you make one mistake.
You guys, I messed up. It's not sub 30 minutes. It's an hour and 39 minutes. But there are zero-star runs that are 6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So right.
The zero-star runs faster than the old 16-star run?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, like, now it is. I don't quote me on that. Yeah, yeah, it
I
is.
Like quoting you.
I was going to say that I didn't, like, last time I saw a zero-star run, it was still really long.
Yeah, no, they're like 6 minutes now. It's insane.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, Super Mario Odyssey, Super Mario Sunshine Odyssey
Super
64.
Super Mario Sunshine.
What is it, like, the third biggest... 3D Mario game, because people don't really like Counting Galaxy for whatever the reason.
That there's no reason not to count Galaxy.
Really
people
isn't.
Are like, people don't like Counting Galaxy
because there's planets.
Yeah, it's like completely different than the other stuff.
It's
like,
not completely different than the other stuff. There's just planets.
I don't know.
All right, guys. Super Mario
really
Sunshine
is
different because you use water. The whole game is one big
people
water
don't
level.
Like the flood mechanic.
The whole game is one big water level. You hear
all right,
me?
Fine, whatever. Like I count it, I count it. So what is it? So is there Super Mario? That's like what the fifth 3D Mario game?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because there's 64,
mm-hmm. Sunshine,
the two galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Odyssey's five.
Odyssey's five, guys. Unless you count Super Mario RPG as the first,
nah.
Which you shouldn't. Cause
no,
because
that's an entirely different game.
Yeah.
This isn't like the galaxy debate. This is actually just
this is actually that's an actual different game.
Yeah, the Super Mario Galaxy has like all of the same qualities as just about any other traditional Mario game. It is
oh,
just
and you got
yeah.
to shoot things with your Wii remote. That
that's
the problem,
facts.
Guys.
Why get to shoot things with your weird remote?
You got to shoot
what
at star
remote?
Bits.
This is a Wii remote
in
Galaxy.
Galaxy. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was like in Odyssey. I thought they had the hat mechanic. What? You got to realize that they all have had a new mechanic, and I think that's what makes the games...
Other than Galaxy 1 and 2. That is the one time that they didn't change much.
Yeah, they didn't change much for Galaxy 1 and 2. They also had Super Mario 3D World, if you count that as a 3D game. Not really.
I don't count that.
It's really linear.
And I also don't count the 64 remake either.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't count that either. That's just a remake in Super Mario 64.
Yeah. So for all who are listening, the official list of 3D Mario games is now in. Nerd News Now did it first, guys.
Yes, five.
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 Five
I mean,
of
like,
them.
We definitely didn't do it first, but we did
shh,
it.
Shh, but shh. We did it first.
Can I tell you guys a fun fact about why the game probably got the name that it did?
I love
why?
Fun facts.
So are either of you familiar with the story of Odysseus?
Yes. I love Greek and Roman mythology.
So the quick summary of the story of Odysseus is...
Who is Mario's mom? Good question.
No.
This is integral to the...
So Odysseus is on a journey to keep his loved one from marrying a suitor that she does not want.
That's Oedipus.
And that is essentially what this game is.
I made an Oedipus reference. Odysseus. I'm just going to go put my head now. Go ahead, continue.
But that's essentially what Mario's doing. Mario's keeping, I assume, Peach from being forced to marry Bowser, like the Odyssey. And there's a big adventure in between the beginning and the end. Like
Are you picking straws?
Maybe. But yeah. I like the theory because it makes enough sense.
Yeah, it makes enough sense. It's not like they call it the Super Mario...
Oh, my favorite Mario.
Oedipus complex.
No.
You mean Mario's
family? Peach is his mom. Peach is his mom.
No.
But my favorite theory, my favorite Mario theory is that it's all just a role play.
No, that's... No,
my favorite theory is that...
Super Mario 3 was a play.
My favorite theory is that Mario's just a sociopath.
That's actually my favorite theory. My second favorite one is that it's all roleplay. They pay Bowser to come in and steal Peach so that Mario can go and save her. And then,
It's all a story.
I can't go into the nitty-gritty details.
Like, Super Mario 3, like, everyone's like, oh, it's a play. It's a stage play.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that one, I wholeheartedly
agree with that. But, anyway, let's get off the topic of Mario, because we can totally go back to it, because I like talking about it. It's fun.
Fun.
Google releases. What was this, John?
So Google released their own version of the Apple ecosystem, and for those of you who are really behind the times, Elliot, the Apple ecosystem is that if you have Apple devices, you can use all of the features of them.
Who actually has Apple devices?
A lot of people, actually.
Well, who in their right mind would have Apple devices? No one, that's who.
People who like their ecosystem. That's actually, like, the biggest reason that people still like Apple.
Who needs ecosystems? Tear down the rainforest. Who needs them?
Ah, but see, Google is going to fix that. But, so you can text from your computer if you use Mac devices because... their iMessage service is integrated into Apple's software. And Google's finally doing that with Chromebooks.
But who wants a Chromebook?
Now
no one
be
wants
a
Chromebook. Let me tell you, I own one.
No one wants one. There's still no reason to own a Chromebook. Like, there's no reason other than, like, the one thing Apple computers can do well. There's definitely no reason to own a Chromebook. I want that with Windows on my Android.
Well, see, here's the thing. I would be willing to use a Chromebook, like, to take the class and stuff, because I have a nice desktop sitting in my room, but I don't want an absurdly expensive laptop. So, if the only things I need to do on it are basic word processing, maybe PowerPoints, and internet, Chromebook's exactly what I'm looking for.
All right.
Should a Chromebook be your main driver? No.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not.
Never. No, you can't play games on it.
But because they're moving, because they're starting the ecosystem of the Chromebook, they might move it to Google Chrome eventually. And that would be a dream.
That would be a dream. Then like, even Apple would be mad. Apple would stop support for Google Chrome, like, right then and there. Because then they're like, why even use our ecosystem? No, we're not going to support Google Chrome. We're not going to support Google's ecosystem. Use our ecosystem, because that's what Apple does.
And then Apple fails.
And then Apple fails, again, for like the eighth time this year.
Yeah, but this time real.
For real.
It's that dang Jeff Bezos.
Bezos.
No.
Jeff Bezos is Amazon. That's Amazon.
Don't talk about Tim Cook. It's that Tim Cook.
Don't talk about Jeff Bezos like that. Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos is one of my favorite people only because he owns Amazon and I love Amazon.
It's like him
so
and Elon
much.
Musk.
We'll be talking about Jeff Bezos in a minute, though.
We will be.
Like, not in a minute. Like, Anthony, go ahead and count down from five.
Five.
Four. I'm not going to support this.
Three. A little faster.
Two.
Go slower.
One.
Okay, Amazon. Amazon's doing a thing.
We're talking about Amazon. I did not see this coming.
Yeah, we're talking about Amazon.
Why would we be talking about Amazon, Elliot?
Because Amazon wants to install a lock to your house that allows someone to come in and just shoot you while you're sleeping. I don't know.
That sounds extreme.
It's free with Prime. Hey, hey, whatever gets you through the night.
Okay,
that was gold.
So I don't know if the story needs continued after that.
I don't think it does. I think let's wrap it up. All right,
that was Nerd News Now. It's been a lovely Halloween. No, what they actually want to do is someone else talk about it. Okay.
So Amazon's releasing a service called Amazon Key, and it relies on their new Cloud Cam.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't know what Cloud Cam is, it's just basically facial recognition, but it's Amazon's version of it. And like it uses a camera that you mount on like your front door. And then it's like, oh, you're who I think you are. Okay, that's cool.
Who I think you are. it's Amazon Tim with a gun.
Why are there so many Amazon memes right now?
Because like, of things like this.
I said like one maybe bad thing about Jeff Bezos, right? And it was an accident. We all get on my case. We start talking about Amazon and it's just Amazon memes.
I mean, like, I like the idea of the Amazon gun.
But so then they also now have a lock device called the Amazon Key, and it communicates with the Cloud Cam so that like whenever it sees somebody who is permitted to open that door, like an Amazon employee, that you can open the door, leave your package inside, and just walk away.
I don't know any. I've never had a package delivered by Amazon.
No, Amazon doesn't deliver. I mean, they probably
They do it, but like it's very specific items still.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, like a lot of the times they have like just couriers, and they don't use like the postal service, so they don't have to because it's cheaper for them to do that.
Yeah,
but they don't do it for really big ticket items because they don't want it to get stolen.
Okay, that's so they do it for like small things like books and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think I've gotten several CDs delivered to here that are handled like that because it's like, your package was signed off at the mailroom. I'm like, why? You guys shouldn't be delivering it there, and you know that. But the Amazon's couriers don't because they just get shown the address. Whereas, like, USPS is like, oh, here's RMU's address. We're going to send it to their mail center, though, because we know we're supposed to do that.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, they don't want to just do the packages, right? They want to expand the service. They want to expand that to like Amazon, Amazon trademark plumbers, Amazon trademark grocery deliverers.
So Amazon is looking to slowly start taking over the world.
Amazon trademark dog walkers.
Amazon's like Walmart, but I don't hate them.
Amazon trademark hitmen.
So this is.
I'm
so
not
this
gonna
is,
get off that. That's
this
really
is
great.
My analysis of this, right? Google wants to take over the entire like tech aspect of the world.
They
want to control all of your technology, right?
Yeah.
Amazon wants to control everything you physically own.
Yeah.
So you have one controlling the physical world and one controlling the technological world.
Am I going to be able to like prime someone to come and like wipe my butt for me?
No.
I want that.
Why?
So I just read the article a little more, and the reason that this thing exists is if you ever want to use their services like dog walking or kitchen cleaning.
Yeah.
Amazon just wants to own all of the business.
Yeah. I want someone from Amazon to come in and vacuum my floor. Just cause.
Is it Jeff Bezos?
It better be Jeff Bezos. If it's not, I'm gonna be mad. I don't pay for Prime. I have it for student. But like I will pay for Prime if Jeff Bezos will come and vacuum my floor.
And if he brings Papa Muskie with him, then I mean, like, he has all my money.
I don't want to talk about what will happen if that happens. All right.
You know
what'll
happen?
Just watch them come in.
I'm like standing on my chair, like jumping up and down.
No, you know what happened? I'd build a bottle rocket and show Elon Musk. Look, I built a rocket. Can I work for
can you be
now?
Proud of me
Look,
now,
Dad. Be proud of me, Dad. Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are my dads.
That's very unfortunate.
The gay, what are they? They're our gay world controlling pops.
Yeah,
gay world controlling pops.
Yeah, I love Elon Musk. If I ever get a chance to meet him, I think I'll die.
Most powerful power couple.
Yes, exactly. Because they work together on like a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos was I think he helped found PayPal. Someone did. Someone,
Jeff Bezos?
Bezos did. I think
Let's
he did.
Look at the inventor of PayPal.
I think it was Bezos.
Searching break.
Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, Max Levchin, Luke Nosek, Ken Howery, and Yupan.
What hasn't Elon Musk done at this point?
Helped found Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
Known for a founder of Amazon. Okay, no, he only does Amazon. He has not worked with...
Bezos did something else, I think, though. But I can't remember what it was.
Kindle?
No. He did something not Amazon related, I think. But I might be entirely wrong. I know is thank you, Papa Muskie, for making PayPal. Because
exactly,
I use PayPal
so
much.
Good.
Jeff Bezos is 53, and he definitely does not look like he's 53.
Nah, because I think the dude, like, eats... Yeah, eats the essence of Kindles, and then
he just eats money.
He eats money. That's what he does. That's what Elon Musk does.
Mm-hmm.
Normal rich people like eat blood, but like they eat money.
Goes to his personal chef. Chef, you know what I need today? $20 bills, over easy.
Over easy. Pardon him because like
for breakfast.
Oh no! Oh, guess what Jeff Bezos is doing?
What is Jeff Bezos doing?
He's going to space.
Oh, of course he is.
Blue Origin. All right,
we're gonna have a
Muskie News of the Week and a Jeff Bezos News of the Week. That's what we're doing now.
He is an interesting man.
I'm not gonna complain. He's an Elon Musk shrouded in mystery.
Yeah, he's the enigmatic Elon Musk.
Exactly.
You cannot say
enigmatic.
Wow, I can't say enigmatic.
I'm not even trying it because I don't want to sound like a dumb idiot.
Do it, Elliot. Say enigmatic.
Enigmatic.
All right, good job.
It's enigmatic, but whatever.
All right, I think
I'll let you guys slide. It's not a major mispronunciation. You're not saying both instead of both, so.
Both.
Both.
Makes me sick.
Both.
Okay, congratulations. I said don't do something that'll make me vomit. You're going to make me vomit. Thanks.
It's not a week in the show of Nerd News Now if we're not upsetting Elliot.
Right. Yeah.
Do you want to get more upset?
Sure.
Paramount is casting directors for a new Pet Sematary.
You can't make me more upset because that first one was already really bad.
Yeah, but they're going to make it even worse. Maybe they'll do it good because they did it well. But it wasn't Paramount.
No. See, now, this is my issue. This is my major issue. Firstly, Pet Sematary was not a good movie to begin with. It was... maybe a decent movie, if you want to argue that, but not really. And my second issue is Paramount are the same people that let Transformers happen. They let Michael Bay do Transformers.
What movies has Paramount made? Because like
I'm actually looking that up now.
Like
so.
There's a lot, okay. Right? Because they're formed.
So they got Forrest Gump, point for them.
Oh, okay.
Transformers, Age of Extinction, point not for them.
Yeah.
Rango.
Down, 2 points.
Rango, I'm not sure if they deserve
points. Rango is good. I liked Rango.
They have Airplane.
They have Top Gun. They have Interstellar. They have the new Star Trek movies. They have the really crappy 2005 War of the Worlds.
They have Airplane, though. They have Grease, too.
Which one is
They
Airplane?
Have Shutter Island. That is a good movie.
One as well.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is
another,
they have a
another
lot
Transformers
more.
Movie.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 2.
I don't hate the Mission Impossible movies. So.
The South Park movie that I didn't know existed.
I
and
hate
I'm
everything about South Park, so.
Bigger, longer.
Uncut?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see what other craptacular movie. Oh, they made the G.I. Joe movie.
They make a lot of movies. Like,
they made School
understand.
Of Rock. I appreciate that movie.
They made
School of
Rock Airplane, is good guys. Movie. They made Wayne's World.
They did the Godfather Part 3, guys. It's okay. It's official. They don't exist anymore.
Anthony, you can't sit here and knock Paramount. Paramount's one of those companies that are just like you. They do really good stuff, bad stuff, and it averages out to just be like the Dictator, and that like brought them down a good couple points.
Yeah,
they
Paranormal
also
Activity
did
Activity 4, but not the ones in between.
They also did Ferris Bueller's Day Off and the old Godfather, so they get some points back.
All right, did they do Godfather 1? Because if they did Godfather 1, then all of
they
my...
want to do a Sonic the Hedgehog film, guys. Guys, they want to do a Sonic the Hedgehog film.
Please
oh, wait,
be
no,
live
no,
action.
No, back to being disgusting.
Oh no, again.
I was about to let them off the hook, and now I'm ready for death.
Please be live action. This is all I want.
it's a Danny DeVito and a Sonic the Hedgehog. He's like, gotta go fast.
And then it goes real slow. It's official, guys.
I'm gonna throw up.
Elliot's broken today, so.
Yeah, you succeeded in breaking not one of us, but both of us.
Just imagining Danny DeVito and Sonic the Hedgehog.
Elliot. Paramount did do the original Godfather. They did.
Okay, well, then they are immediately absolved of all crimes. All crimes they've committed in the cinematic universe
until
have been
absolved. Sonic the Hedgehog comes out.
Until Sonic the Hedgehog comes out.
If that actually happens, there's not enough that they can do. That they can do to absolve themselves of that crime.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
Making a Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh no, I'm gonna die.
If it's a children's
guys,
movie,
guys, it's coming out. Like, there's no release date, and like the release dates went all the way up to 2019. So when you and me graduate, Anthony.
Oh no. Like, that's when the Incredibles movie is coming out.
Oh my God, I'm gonna go see Sonic the Hedgehog first.
Wait, what?
Who hurt you? Why would you want to do that?
Because I like pain.
Wait, Anthony, are they making a new Incredibles?
Yeah. The Incredibles 2. Have you not heard of that?
Because I don't have friends.
Are you serious? It's coming out 2019.
You two are the Incredibles closest thing I have to friends, and I see you guys once a week.
I'm going to throw up again.
Put him on camera, true, guys. Put him on camera, too. He's roasting himself.
What do? Do we have both on camera one and camera two? Oh, this has been a good Halloween, guys.
No.
John, we're gonna have to play the obligatory spooky, scary skeletons by the end of this.
Can we play it now to give us a minute to cool off?
Yeah, we need a minute. Just, I can sing it.
Okay, guys, we're gonna take a new interim break to cool down.
Can you give us a hot second?
We'll be back in a few minutes. For the really long intro, I forgot how long the original clip is. And also, I'm sorry it was not the meme version of the song, Elliot.
I don't want the meme version. I wanted just the real version of the song. I just needed to hear it to cool myself down. I'm still giggling.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit better, though.
What were we talking about? Paramount?
Yeah, no, I wanted to just...
Yeah, Pet Sematary.
To finish off the thing about The Incredibles, it is happening, and it's meant to take off exactly where the last one left off.
And I think it's incredibly weird that they're not deciding to do it like Toy Story, where there's a time gap that's reasonable.
Yeah, no, I think so too. However, I'm still very excited to see what they do because, God, the Incredibles.
Have you seen the old Incredibles?
Yes.
Have you seen how dated the animation is?
It is, but I love it so much.
Are they
going to
keep the same animation or are they going to update it?
That's going to be weird because if it takes place exactly where the last one left off, that means you could watch them two back to back and it shouldn't flow as like one coherent movie. So I feel like they should do the animation in the style that they did it previously. However,
they made like Toy Story 2 just like crisper. Than Toy Story.
Yeah.
They did that with Toy Story 3 as well. They just made it crisper. But, like, they could do that. I think they could pull it off.
I hope they just make it look like an anime. Screw it.
Anime.
Completely abandon the initial
Mr. Incredible
Son.
And then I hope they actually reference that they changed it. That's what I would want.
They need to actually make it in Japanese and then put subtitles at the bottom.
Like the first line is like the animation is like more crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first line is like what's the girl's name? What's the wife's name? Helen. Helen looks at Bob and goes, "You know, you look different." And like that's it. That's like the first line. I would lose it. I think I'd have to stand up and walk out of the theater because that would be it for me. All right, but anyway. Let's get off the topic of Incredibles and let's go to bashing companies, guys. It's our weekly company bash. Who are we bashing today, John?
Oh.
For the normies of you who think that Beats is a good company, let me learn you a little bit.
Normies, get out.
Yeah, please. Because if you think Beats is good, we don't want you here. Also, if you think the world is flat, please leave.
Yeah, everyone knows the world's a pyramid. Don't be stupid.
Yeah. No, I mean, I thought that was obvious.
It's a sphere on the bottom and then it's flat on the top.
No, it's a pyramid. You're just dumb.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Elliot.
The pyramid on the top, and then it's a sphere.
No, the world
doesn't line up, and there's like an overlap.
It's just a pyramid.
It's just a pyramid.
And stop making excuses.
All right. So what is Beach doing now? I said their name wrong. I'm just gonna stick with it.
They don't deserve enough.
So
respect.
I'm not bashing them for the news. Because, mm-hmm. because okay. they're doing a reasonable thing.
I can bash them for the news. Any money.
I mean, I can bash them for the news based on what I expect will happen out of the news. Oh, no, I can bash them for the news now. Okay. So they're making wireless headphones finally.
Finally.
It only took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're only like 5 years behind the curve.
Yeah, that's absolutely
six,
ludicrous.
7 years behind the curve.
For like a company whose like main staple is their headphones, that is absolutely ludicrous.
Bose doesn't
main
even
staple,
sell
3.5 millimeter staple. Headphone jack. Wait, headphone really?
Jack. Yeah. No, they don't.
Huh.
It's all Bluetooth or it's all like USB.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And Bose has good Bluetooth.
I think Bose was the pioneer of Bluetooth.
Yes.
Another company that has if you ever buy a Sony MDX set of headphones, they also have incredible Bluetooth, no lag on them whatsoever. So yeah, I recommend Bose or any Sony MDX headphones.
But yeah, anyway, Bluetooth was developed by the Bluetooth Special Interest Group, which really wasn't really
they
no
sound
one
Swedish.
In, yeah, they probably are. It was really no one in particular. It was named after Harold Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
Who was a king who united dissident Danish tribes.
Yep.
Fun fact, guys. But anyway, yeah, so that's Bluetooth.
But so Beats, like I said, finally making wireless headphones. They're several years behind for this being the only thing that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They'll do it well, though. That's the thing. It's like Skull Candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
it's $100 Skull Candy.
$100 Skull Candy, yeah.
Oh, $100? No. These are $350.
Come on.
And they probably sound no different than normal Beats.
I bet they're not even that good. I honestly bet they're not even that good.
When are Beats ever good, though?
But you want to know
what?
That's
the issue.
You'll see them in every rap video from here until you die.
I don't know why. Is it the logo?
It's because they're endorsed by Dre or whoever's hot that month.
They're not good. I don't. Okay, so they're Studio Threes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called?
Beats? I have no
Studio
idea.
Threes.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, $350. Why? Oh my goodness!
Because of the
pure
name
ANC. That's not even. I think that's just a buzzword. Adaptive noise canceling. Okay.
The noise canceling adds a bit of money, but I wouldn't put more than $50 on that.
I wouldn't put more than $50 on the noise canceling. So realistically, you're paying $20 for the headphones. Mm-hmm. Oh, Apple has a chip in them. That's why they're so expensive. Apple has paired with Beats. To make these. Chorus?
Okay, guys.
All right. We're going back to bashing Apple, everyone. Get ready.
It wasn't supposed to go here. It didn't start like this, but of course Apple had to get involved somehow.
Oh, yeah. Totally. It doesn't even talk about the sound quality. Mm-hmm. Does not talk about the sound quality.
Of course it doesn't. Why? You know what's ironic?
They can't say anything good about it.
You know what's ironic about the fact that they're called Studio? No studio on Earth will be caught dead using them mm-hmm. unless they were paid an excessive amount of money.
Yep.
And only did it when they're under the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they have commercials of, Dre producing with them. He does not produce with them. No, they do not sound nearly good enough to produce with them.
Of course not.
They are a bunch of base-loaded crap. Mm-hmm. You can't get anything else out of them. And they're not even clear. They're muddy.
The ANC, the adaptive noise canceling, yeah, that's a staple with any a pair of headphones that is over $100.
Mm-hmm. That is a staple. Except studio headphones.
They don't have those?
Because you don't need them.
Oh, yeah, because the studio is quiet anyway.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use them out and about. And when you do, they're loud enough that you don't care.
Yeah. So, any consumer headphone, it's a staple. Like, I have a pair of headphones. They're Razer. They were $60. They have adaptive noise canceling.
Yep, same with mine.
Because who doesn't want who doesn't need a noise canceling? It's easy to do as well. All it needs is a microphone.
Yeah, so my relative price breakdown of this is $20 for the headphones.
Maybe.
Probably $60 for the Apple chip. Not inflating for Apple's price, probably just actually $60.
Because
maybe $50 for the noise canceling. And that leaves us at what? $130, so a $220 markup for Beats.
Yeah.
The name.
That's it. Oh, wait. Okay, new Apple. W1 chip is from Apple is designed to facilitate a connection to Apple devices with just the tap of an on-screen button your iPhone. That's it. So take that 60. It's a $30 chip. You get better Bluetooth range and battery life for somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, but the sound quality still means nothing. The chip's probably just
power efficient.
It's just a fast connection. If it has a W1 chip, it just connects fast to your iPhone device or your Apple device. That's it. That's literally it.
All right, so now I'm officially mad at Apple, as usual.
As usual, of course. Apple.
I'm never not mad at
Apple's
Apple.
Apple's awful. I hate Apple. I think you trying to defend the ecosystem was a dumb idea.
I'm not defending their ecosystem. That's just the one reason I would ever want an Apple product.
Yeah, okay, that is that. I don't even consider that a reason. That's not a good enough reason for me to want it.
Well, some people refuse to not do everything from one device. I'm not that person. My devices have different uses.
Oh yeah, totally. All right, but I've never liked Beats. When Beats first came out, what was that, 2010, when Beats were, big? I listened to a pair of Beats. They were not good.
No.
My dad got a knockoff brand of Beats. Knockoff. They're complete knockoffs. Mm-hmm. They sound exactly the same.
This is the thing, though. I will never bash someone for getting a knockoff pair of Beats headphones because you want to know the most expensive parts of Beats?
That little Beats logo.
Exactly. That is what you are paying for. You are paying for the logo.
How Kanye West sells a white t-shirt for $80. Kanye West sells a plain white t-shirt for $80. It's just kind of baggy.
Swear I hate the world and I hate people because these things only work because people allow them to work.
So angry. All right. Let's get off this.
Yes, please. Before I just
something,
have an aneurysm.
Something that is good. We're actually going to be bashing one company, but praising another one here. Samsung created a phone that doesn't allow ads to track your cookies.
Not a phone, a phone browser.
A phone browser, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means that if you Google something, then Google cannot take that information and use it for their AdSense. They can't do it. And Facebook, you didn't say anything about Facebook's reaction to this.
Because it's not going to affect Facebook.
Oh, really? Because they use the microphone? Oh, no, because they have their own app.
Yeah. If you mobily browse Facebook, it would work, but most people have the app because it's 100 times easier.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, Facebook's been doing this for a while, and a lot of people have known they've been doing this for a while, but people have a good way of not caring until something just... Like, there's nothing else to talk about, and someone just happens to bring it up at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone's ever downloaded Facebook on their phone, they've noticed that it requires microphone access, which seems kind of stupid. But people probably just assume, it's for whenever, I record video in Facebook and stuff, and, I want a microphone, so it's not just a really uncompressed GIF.
Mm-hmm.
So what Facebook's been doing, fight me, WebM.
It's a GIF, guys. It's pronounced GIF. It's
pronounced GIF. GIF, it's French.
But so what Facebook's been doing is they're using the microphone to listen to you when you talk, like microphones do.
Yes.
And they parse that and they try to figure out things to send you in ads. So, if I'm talking about a trip to go to Colorado right now, mm-hmm. I have never once Googled how to go to Colorado. I've never once Googled a flight to Colorado. I've never Googled Colorado on my phone at all.
Not once. I'm not interested in Colorado. What is Colorado?
I am almost willing to bet that in a couple of hours, if I'm scrolling through Facebook, I will see ads for flights to Colorado because I'm just saying it.
Yeah. Is this Facebook. Is this Colorado you're speaking of, some type of fan location created for people who are fans of Khal Drogo?
Yeah.
Because it sounds pretty close.
Yeah. Okay, so did you say... I heard Colorado, from his mouth. You're saying Calderado?
Colorado?
No, you're not saying Colorado. You're saying something completely different.
I heard Colorado, and then I said Khal Drogo.
No. You said something... You did not say Colorado the first time.
It's okay. Anthony's just being dumb.
Whatever. Everyone says it differently.
What's new?
But anyway, thank you, Samsung, for making a browser that doesn't track your cookies. You know what browser also doesn't track your cookies? That everyone's known about forever? Mozilla. Mozilla doesn't do that. Mozilla now has a mobile app.
Huh.
On my computer, I use Mozilla and DuckDuckGo, and I downloaded Mozilla on my phone, and that's what I use now. Because neither of those track my cookies, and I don't have to worry about ads. DuckDuckGo doesn't... If you see an ad, you're allowed to report the ad to DuckDuckGo, and they'll be like, okay, we'll just take it off. Because DuckDuckGo doesn't make any money from it. They'd make money from donations.
Mm-hmm.
See, I personally don't care, because the only thing I Google is, nothing. So.
Same.
Yeah. Is it a privacy concern? Sure, no.
I Googled the Zodiac Killer about 3 days ago.
Yeah.
You're going to see ads for Zodiac Killer costumes. Just you wait.
It's just Ted Cruz. Fun fact. It's no one else.
I don't get it because Ted Cruz looks nothing like the Zodiac Killer in my...
It's just a joke, Anthony.
Oh, I never understood the joke.
I find it funny because it's just silly. He posted on his Twitter... a picture of the Zodiac Killer's writing, and it's just funny.
Oh yeah, no, me and one of my friends made a joke about how one of the teachers at the school is probably the Zodiac Killer because they both have very great handwriting.
I don't have a good handwriting. I mean,
you're a candidate, Elliot.
Guys,
you might be the Zodiac Killer.
Guys,
he was caught in 1987 or something
like
that.
He wasn't caught, but he was active in 1987.
Okay, he was active during 1987, but Elliot, you're definitely valuable.
All right, I get it. Yeah, I'm getting Firefox. On my phone, because I like Firefox. Anyway, another thing to be happy about, guys.
I love happiness.
We have several happy things. The only bad thing was Paramount and Bashing Beats. And Amazon Lock, I guess. I don't know. Amazon Hitmen.
I'm not sure how I feel about the Lock thing.
I don't like it. I like it,
but I don't like it. Okay, I like it because Amazon. I don't like it because...
All right, guys, just scroll through my Facebook. Still not seeing anything about Colorado. We have time.
We have time. We can wait. Maybe by the end of the podcast.
Calderado?
We gotta hurry up, guys. Smack you?
The spooky, scary skeletons really, really cut us back.
It did.
All right. Sprint is talking off their merger with T-Mobile.
Yay!
Yay! No big one cell phone company. I mean, cable companies still do it all the time.
Not only that, Sprint is not good. T-Mobile's less not good.
Yeah. So it would literally just make a conglomerate of meh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'd be like, extreme mehness.
I have T-Mobile. I don't mind them. They're not... But don't get me wrong. I have crappier coverage than most Verizon and AT&T people.
AT&T.
It happens.
Yeah.
Because you know why? They're not the biggest company, and that's not a big deal. But T-Mobile actually does things. Like, for those of you who don't know, T-Mobile made Digits, which is kind of like a phone number, but it works on any device.
Huh.
So I'm not super sure how it would work. But I think you could use it on the computer too, but like it's for people who have like several phones. Like you have a business phone and a main phone.
That's
you,
cool.
You can set them to the same digits number and you'll get the same call on all of your phones.
That's pretty cool.
So like whenever someone is trying to like reach you, that works. Also you can keep one phone and have multiple digits on it. So then you get a business phone call on the same phone as your personal phone.
That's
and
cool.
There's no juggling phones, but no one has your personal number who shouldn't.
I like that. That's really nice. It's like it's like a mask on your phone.
Like I'm not super sure how it works. And it went completely under the radar. It happened over the summer.
At least they're doing stuff. Verizon hasn't done any sort of innovation in forever.
Yes, they have. They made Xfinity, but worse.
Oh, yeah.
See, but this is the thing. Verizon's already making so much money. Like, why do they need to innovate? Why don't they need to
relocate? Does Papa Muskie need to do anything?
No. See, this is the reason why I appreciate Papa Muskie, because he just has money, and he chooses to spend it because he can, and he does good things with his cash. I wish every, company was like this, or every person with money was like this.
Hear that, Bill Gates? We're calling you out. Enough with your vaccinations. Just innovate.
I hate... I feel like every person basically thinks like Verizon, like, we have so much money. Why do we need to innovate? That's just spending money. We don't need to spend money.
Yeah, that's why I hate cable companies. That's why I hate cell phone companies. I think they're all garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Except T-Mobile. T-Mobile CEO does a lot of interesting things.
I can imagine.
But like I said,
he has to.
No one realizes because T-Mobile's not like Amazon or anything.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Let's stick on the topic of phones because I really want to talk about this. You have a phone. I have a phone too.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
This thing. I like the idea, but then again, it never goes well in practice. The Z2 Motorola phone and the idea of modularity. It's my thesis. but yeah, this Motorola released the Z2. It's a modular phone. It's the one that you can like click a projector to the back of it. Better. Camera, right?
That's what okay, it is? Yeah, I know what type of phone you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The back of your phone has some kind of
port
input device.
Yeah, some kind of port that you can snap different backs of the phone onto.
Yeah,
that just do different things. Like there's a speaker. I don't know if it actually sounds better because I don't know. I haven't used it, but it's probably at least louder.
Yeah, it's probably at least louder.
There's because you'll have like a whole dedicated back panel, a better camera. And that one's a perfectly reasonable claim.
Mm. I think the projectors are personally reasonable.
I like the projector idea.
Yeah, like
I
would buy even if they're not great products, it's nice to have a phone that like you can change your needs for. Yeah. Like,
utilitarian.
Part of the reason I bought this specific phone when my old phone broke is because it has a built-in digital audio converter.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes, so it doesn't sound like total poo. But that said, like. If I had bought this phone when it had just come out, it would have been like $800, which is well outside of my price range.
Of course.
So, like, the ability to buy a relatively cheaper phone and then put in the components I care about, because, like, it has a good camera. I don't use my camera.
Yeah.
I use my camera when my girlfriend tells me to use my camera.
Same.
So,
we need a sweet picture for the Instagram.
I use Snapchat a lot, but like even then, like you don't need a good camera for Snapchat. If anything, I want a garbage camera for Snapchat.
Yeah,
like I don't know. You've seen the pictures I've taken; they're all shaky, and I'm just like doing weird things. But I honor the idea of a modular cell phone. But
it
doesn't work.
Idea.
It doesn't work. People have done it. Time. I just hit the mic. time and time again, people have been like, we need a modular cell phone. Well, people don't buy a modular cell phone.
I mean, if they're in China, they do.
Yeah, if they're China likes them. But realize, the problem is with phones like that, right, is phones kind of come and go, right?
Yeah.
A new iPhone is released every other year.
Yeah.
Right? People are too busy worrying about the new Samsungs, the new iPhones, so the new Google Pixels to care about a modular phone. We do not have, people don't have two phones, right? Yeah. People have one phone. People might have two cars. That's why the Tesla is impressive. People might have two computers. That's why when someone releases a new graphics card, everyone's like, oh, it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't have two phones.
Well, see, now this is my thing, right? I feel that if they create like the modular aspect, and the modular aspect can be attached to both the current and all future iterations, it's a good investment. It's a fantastic business idea.
But remember, then, if you then the issue input, is that then
legacy support.
Well, no. Then, like, 10 years from now, are we sure we don't need some kind of new connection to handle like?
No, but, I mean, like, they'll probably have to make a new connection eventually. But
exactly. So then the issue is, like, people don't like doing the work of upgrading their phone, at least in America. Mm. They like to get the phone, use it right out of the box, never touch it again in terms of, like, swapping out hardware.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, PC building is still kind of a niche market, because
that's fair.
It's cheaper. But you have to be willing.
But people are lazy.
Compared to buying pre-builds, yes, it is. Lower end, no. Upper end, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you're spending like, if you're already spending upwards of $1,500 on your PC, yeah, it's way cheaper than a pre-built.
But like that's where the issue lies, because people like to just get it out of the box and use it, and they don't want any of the possible problems that come with something they do that ruins the phone.
Yeah.
Like. When I built my PC,
phones had to be tailored for an older market, like because like if you really think about it, like it was the cell phone had no appeal to older people,
yeah,
right. And then they're like, okay, and the smartphone actually did have some appeal to older people because it's like, oh, Facebook is now a thing. Old people love Facebook, so they're like, okay, well, we're going to have to tailor these phones to older people.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what they did. That's I feel that that's what they've done. For a lot of technology in the past, they've tailored it to older people. And frankly, I think we should just leave them in the dust. If they don't know what's going on, they don't know what's going on. That's their fault. Google it.
See, this is the thing. Because of baby boomers, older people currently are such a large market. I don't blame companies for it.
Well, not only that, they're also the ones in charge of the companies right now.
Facts.
Purge them. Amazon hitmen, free with Prime, sent directly to your house.
All right, guys. With that beautiful thought, that's gonna bring us to the end of our show. We are sorry that we lost control
Ellie,
of ourselves.
What? Oh, you looked like you wanted to say a thing.
No, I was just having a good old smile over here because of Amazon hitmen.
Okay.
So happy Halloween to all of you nerds. I swear to God, if any of you dress up like anime characters, you're not going to get candy. I'm sorry to tell you.
I'm going to have a separate bowl set out for anime characters. That all it is it's like pebbles and pennies. That's it.
And pictures of waifu pillows.
And no, not even that. They don't even deserve that. And I'm not going to hand them it. I'm going to throw it at them. Like pelt them with
No, pictures of Szechuan sauce. And you have to sell them for $1.50.
Sell them for $1.50. Oh, let's just end this before I get a migraine. All right. So, thank you for listening. I am Elliot Cabay.
This is Anthony Richards.
I'm John Roland. We will see you next week.